Many of you are here today for this special occasion of perhaps celebrating Christmas. Mary, do you know? And I'm saying to all of you here, hi. Do you not know? Do you not know? I'm sorry I do not know each one of you by name. I would have called you by name and I would say, hi, so and so. Do you not know? That will be my topic for this, or my theme for this morning, for this Christmas service. Do you not know? What do you not know? Today, we live in a world of fears. Many of us are very fearful. You look at the world around you. Even in this country, Malaysia, when I was a younger man, not that I'm that old now, I enjoy the peace, the goodwill among the people in Malaysia and in Penang in particular. There were no fears among us. We were able to mix with one another. Today, I'm afraid even sometimes to step out of the road to go by bus. You see what happened just last week in Thailand. You want to go by plane, you cannot even find the planes after they have flown into the sky. You want to stay at home, you find that it is not safe. The hillside will land on you. It's a very fearful place. And religiously, I even cannot talk to a friend of another religion, lest that person fears me that I shall convert him into a Christian because I'm a Christian. And so these fears arise. And my thing this morning also is, fear not. We fear today because we do not know. This is a fact. Siti Fatima from the Isma Web Net a few days ago wrote this. Are the setting up of Christmas trees and parades part of their religious teachings, as in the Bible? Or is it an effort to promote Christian symbols in the Malay Muslim land? I'd like you to note that she alleged that Christmas trees and Christmas parades are connected with Christianity and the teaching of the Bible. She did not know. She does not know, because these things are not Christians. And I'm wanting to show you this morning that Christmas trees do not make you a Christian. Christmas parades do not make you a Christian. Although she was referring to rumors that 10,000 Christians had joined a 4-kilometer Christian parade at Dataran Bandar Sibu in Sarawak. She was afraid. She was afraid of Christianity. Why? Because she did not know. And many of us are afraid of Christianity too. Perhaps some of you are afraid to come to this service, Christmas service in church. You are afraid that coming to church will make you a Christian. You do not know. Are these things Christian? Are they? This is the question we want to ask this morning. Therefore, the message of Christmas comes to us right and clear. Fear not, for unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Fear not. Another fear. Here we read, Brunei bans Christmas. Islamic nation outlaws celebrating the festivities for fear of leading Muslims astray. This was published January the 8th this year. People in Brunei are not allowed to celebrate Christmas. If they do so, they will be jailed 5 years. And this was published last week only. No one is allowed to celebrate Christmas because they fear that if you join the celebration of Christmas, you will be a Christian. They do not know. Celebration of Christmas does not make you a Christian. Coming to church on a Christmas service does not make you a Christian. They do not know. Muslims, that's the purpose of the ban, should be careful not to follow celebrations such as these that are not in any way related to Islam and could unknowingly damage the faith of Muslims. They do not know. They fear. They live in fear. And there are many people also who live in fear. They dare not celebrate Christmas because they fear. They do not know. And I hope today you will come to know. So, that was the first fear. And now the second fear of banning people from celebrating Christmas. Hi, do you not know that celebrating Christmas cannot convert you to be a Christian? That's what they are afraid of. That people in your religion will be converted to be Christians. But let me tell you this from the very beginning, in case you believe that to be so, that you cannot be a Christian just by celebrating Christmas. Why? There are two or three types of Christmas that you must understand and you must distinguish. One day is the commercial Christmas. The commercial Christmas certainly cannot make you a Christian. What is this commercial Christmas? Our friend Adrian just referred to it just now when he was referring to the decorations in the malls. Today you go to the malls, you go to all these places and you see all the glorious celebrations of Christmas. It is not Christmas. And they acknowledge it is called Xmas. What is the difference? Xmas. You are familiar with it. The commercial world does not even want to acknowledge Christmas. They prefer Xmas because Xmas, they claim to be an abbreviation of Christmas. They claim that X is the first letter of Christos in Greek, and therefore it is still Christmas, but they do not want to see the name Christ in Christmas. So they X him out. And mass, of course, is from the Roman Catholic term of mass. All these are not biblical. What is biblical then? What is the biblical Christmas? We hear people saying, "Hi, Merry Christmas." Merry. The whole idea, therefore, is, come on, you celebrate Christmas, let us be merry. Merry. Is merry the very theme of Christmas? Do you want to wish your friend Merry Christmas? Or what else do you want to, how do you want to wish your friend? What is meant by just saying Merry Christmas? You'll hear more about that later on. Let's go back. The commercial Christmas is not Christmas. It's Xmas because Christ has been X'd out, crossed out of Christmas. It is so. Christmas. Xmas. Christ is out and all are happy. The commercial world is happy because Christ is not in Christmas. It is out in all their partnerships. Christ is not in their earthly transactions. Because to be a Christian, the Christians seek those things which are above, not the things on earth. But they are presenting to the world, to the people around, to the people who come, be prosperous. Here are the things that are earthly. Get them. Be prosperous. But that is not Christian. The Christians seek to lay not up treasures in heaven, upon earth, but treasures in heaven. That's what the Christian is about. And that no wonder that they do not want Christ in Christmas celebrations. Because to have Christ in Christmas celebrations, then it will mean a challenge to their earthly centered celebration of Christmas. So, Xmas, X Christ out. Xmas is not Christian and cannot convert you into a Christian. So let me conclude at this point and say that if you just celebrate Christmas, or for that matter in the form of Xmas without Christ in Christmas, you are not a Christian, even though you might claim to be one, because celebrating Christmas does not make you a Christian. It is not only out of the partnerships, they concentrate on Santa Claus. You go everywhere where they celebrate Christmas in the commercial world and you see this fatty man in red clothes. Yeah, ho ho ho, crying out to the children. Children are happy, you are happy, everybody is happy, everyone is merry. But does this make you a Christian? No, he is not. Christ is not in all their promotions. Let's tell you a little bit about the origin of Claus, Santa Claus. He was known as the gift giver in church history and folklore. He was a true figure, he was a real man, and yet a fictitious man. He was from folklore, fiction. It all started because there was this good lay priest, godly priest, Saint Nicholas, known as in the Dutch as Sinterklaas. Now, what happened was his name in Dutch was combined with the English Father Christmas, and so became Father Christmas and Santa Claus instead of Sinterklaas. And so we have got Santa Claus. But let's go further. How did he become a Santa, a saint? Well, it all began when Saint Nicholas of Myra was appointed a bishop in the 4th century, 300 something. When the bishop died, the other bishops wanted to appoint a new bishop. And the criterion for appointing that person as a bishop was, according to this person, this bishop who had died, the next young man who comes into the church building at the entrance, he is the man for the next bishop. And Nicholas came in. And so Nicholas became a bishop. But he was a good man. He was a good Christian. He was he was very, very dedicated to Christianity. His parents were very wealthy. They died and they left him a lot of money. And he used that money to give gifts to the poor. He was a good man. So, that was Saint Nicholas. Nicholas was famous for his generous gifts to the poor, in particular in presenting three gifts to three daughters of a father who had lost hopes of their daughters being married because he had no money. He was very poor. And he had no money to buy any dowry to give to a man who would become the suitor. And so he was resigned to his daughters becoming slaves or prostitutes. When Nicholas heard about it, he came along and at night he dropped a sack of gold through the window in his house. And that was how the man used that money as dowry for the marriage of his first daughter. Nicholas did the same for the second one. And when it came to the third one, this man said, I must find out who this benefactor was. And so he waited up for the night, and then when Nicholas came along to drop the sack of gold in the house, he caught up with him and chased after him, and then asked, said, I must make known your beneficiary, your very kindness and generosity. Oh, no, you don't do it. Don't do it until I die, because I do not want any publicity. He was a good man. Nicholas was a good man. And so, later on, we find that after his death, this story was made known, and he, of course, became a saint. So, Saint Nicholas became Santa Claus, a man who died and then became a saint. Now, in Christianity, and that's what Christian is about, saints are not referring to people who die. We find that in the Bible, the saint is a person who lives. So that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, unto the church of God called to be saints. Saints are people who are living. Saints are people who are not dead. It is a human effort in making saints out of people who are dead. Those of you who belong to Christ, who are Christians, you are saints now. You don't have to wait till you die. Now, to prove my point that the Christian world made saints after the death of the person concerned, there's the case of Mother Teresa, whom you know very well. Now, she was a good woman. She helped the poor and the poorest in India. And she was attributed a miracle. And because of that, after she died, Pope John Paul beatified her. In other words, reserved her for canonization. That is, if she could be attributed another miracle, she would become a saint. And so it was that it was claimed that she could heal the sick when prayers were made by a family who had a person who was very, very sick, and that person recovered. And so she, because of this miracle, would become a saint in September 2016. Now, just as we talk of the ordination of saints or Santa Claus as how he became a saint, we talk of the original Christ of Christmas. What about our Christ? He was not a legend, but a living life giver. We read, he had said, I'm come that they might have life. And this is what Jesus Christ, if you have him in Christmas in your life, will give you. And that's what will make you a Christian. Do you not know that if you have Christ in your life, you will become a Christian? He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. He is not a legend. He is not a fictitious character. He is real. He was a giver not only of earthly gifts, but the most important, he was a giver of eternal life. So that we read, I give unto them, that's what he said, eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they might know that there is only true God and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. He was not with the Father Christmas, but he was with his Father God. And he said that the Word was with God, the Word referring to him, and the Word was God. And he said, I and my Father are one. And so, to be a Christian, you have to acknowledge that Jesus Christ, born at Bethlehem, grew up, died, resurrected, and is God and the Savior of us all. You have to acknowledge that. More about that as we go on later on. So, Christmas without Christ cannot make you a Christian. And only Christ is God and can give life, not Santa. And that's why I say the celebration of Christmas cannot make you a Christian. Do you not know? Well, apparently our two people, the Sultan of Brunei, did not know. And the officer from the Islamic website did not know. Now that's about the cross, commercial Christmas. Not only they want to X Christ out, because to have Christ in their commercial transactions will be a loss. Because Christ says, your treasure is up in heaven. Lay up treasures in heaven, not on earth. Then they will not have all their business. They will lose. Secondly, it is also I-mas, or my-mas, or me-mas, with the breathing Merry Christmas. This is common. Now, I'm not saying that you say Merry Christmas is not right, but I'm saying if you have the intention of just wishing somebody a Merry Christmas, be happy, be merry, then that greeting does not avail much, because it is empty. The world's riches are empty. It is the season, Christmas, Xmas, I-mas, me-mas, is the season for self-pleasure, where the emphasis is on I, me, mine. And that's what it is all about if you look around you today. Consider Christ's parable of the rich fool. Christ told a man who came to see him a parable, and this is what he said. The ground of a rich man brought forth plentifully. He is rich, he is endowed with a lot of earthly riches, very prosperous, but he has a problem. With the increased riches, he doesn't know where to store them, where to keep them. And so the only alternative he has is to build more and more storage space. So that, he says, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, I will build greater ones, and there will I put all my fruits and my goods. I, mine. I'm wondering today if there are any here who are thinking of Christmas in that kind of light. It's always I, mine, me. Well, let me say, I'll tell you this. That's what he said. And let's see how he ended. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Think, take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Just now a brother referred to the reverie yesterday night, Christmas Eve. And I suppose today also, it will be just a matter of eat, drink, be merry. Is this your philosophy for this life? That as you are about to pass through this earth, and you don't know when you are coming to an end in this earth, you say, never mind, forget about everything, eat, drink, and be merry. And that's the philosophy of many people. And then they add on some more. Tomorrow we die. Never mind, eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow we die. But does it not matter at all? Tomorrow we die. Well, the rich fool was told by the Lord that he was a fool, because he did not reckon with God what was could come. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? All the things that you have accumulated, you are a fool, because you cannot take them with you. These things cannot make you a Christian. Know you not? Commercial world, commercial Christmas does not make you a Christian. Even churches, celebrating of Christmas in churches do not make the people who attend Christians. That's why I challenge you from the very beginning, do not be afraid to come to a Christmas service like this. It does not make you a Christian. It only makes you a Christian when you accept the challenge of the message that I am presenting to you. It is a celebration of celebration with carols. Our brother here now said he enjoyed the carols. Blessed him. Good for him. But I'm not referring to those carols. Those carols that he put up on the screen just now, they were good carols. And you see that every single one of them had the name Christ, Christ, Christ in them. Let me give you some of these carols that are being sung now. Yes, in many churches, you find carols are being sung. But what kind of carols? They have little to do with Christ of Christmas. An instance, and you can see many of these modern carols in internet. We have no time for that. I just do very well known carols and see where Christ is in these carols. I'm sure you know this Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You can even sing. Well, you can hum if you like, but I'm not prepared to sing because I do not have the voice to sing. Not like the two gentlemen there who are younger, but who can sing very well. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how all the reindeer loved him as they stood up with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history. Yes? Where is Christ there? Where is Christian there? Where is Jesus there? Another one, my favorite carol when I was young. I dream of a white Christmas. Dreaming of a white Christmas, although I never saw snow in my younger days. I was dreaming, just like the ones I used to know. I never knew. Bluffing, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Never saw them, never heard them. Until perhaps just a few years ago when I went to visit my children in the States. Then first time after so many years, about at the age of over 60, I see snow in my life. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Ah, dream, just a dream. But where is Christ? No Christ. No Christ. So, you can sing all this in the church, you can sing all these things where you are, still you cannot have Christmas. It is a celebration with a cradle without the claims of Christ. You go to a church today, you may see on the platform nativity scene with Marys, mangers, cradles, dominating the nativity scene in front of us all. It is the story of a child, Jesus, who never grew up. Always you see child, 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 and never more. People in the world today like to see Jesus as a child, never to see him grow up. But let us remember that Jesus was born in order to die, because the cradle must lead to the cross. That's why he came, and that's what could make you a Christian. If you just stick on to Jesus Christ alone as a child, he will not save you. You must believe that he came and he died for you. He took your place. Then that will save you, because the cradle must lead to the cross. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. The Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for us all. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's why Jesus came. That's why we have Christmas. Do you not know that? Hi, do you not know that? It is a Christless, crossless Christmas. In the commercial world, in the church, celebrating Christmas costs little to the Christian. Christ said, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to be to be a Christian, whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Very clear. Do you not know that celebrating Christmas cannot convert you into a Christian? Do you not know that the symbol of the cross cannot convert you into a Christian? You would like to have a cross in front of you, a cross in your life. What kind of cross? The fear. Recently, you know, you have read about it. April 19, 2015, we see a cross on a building. About 50 residents gathered outside a new church at Taman Medan, Petaling Jaya today, to demand that the cross affixed to the house of worship be removed, as it was challenging to Islam. Are you afraid of the cross? The cross on the building? The cross cannot convert you into a Christian. The cross cannot make you a Christian. Let me introduce you some fallacies about the cross, so that you realize what the cross cannot do. These items concerning the cross cannot convert you into a Christian. Do not be afraid. The cross is part of the structure of a church building. And that's why you come to Sungai Limung Gospel Hall, you don't see a cross. Because we don't believe that that cross can make this building a Christian building. We don't believe that that cross, wherever it may be, on the roof or on the side of the wall and so on, it cannot make you a Christian. Or the members that come a Christian. It cannot. Because it's only a symbol. The cross in the red cross cannot make you a Christian. Don't be afraid and change into a green moon. Don't be afraid and change into a blue star. It cannot be. The cross cannot make you a Christian. The cross or the crucifix in a symbol, even in the church, cannot make you a Christian. You can see the crucifixions. In fact, it's very good for tourists. Tourists can go into Europe and go into the big cathedrals and see all the many crucifixes and crosses. But those who see, they are not Christians. And for all you know, those inside also are not Christians. The crucifix cannot make you a Christian. Even the crucifix that ladies like to wear as necklace, or even men now want to wear on their necklace as necklace, they cannot make you a Christian. And it does not indicate that if you wear this, you are Christian. You are not. Even the Christmas tree does not make you a Christian. So all these are just decoration. And that's why you don't see a Christmas tree around here, because they cannot make you a Christian. So let me get it right here. I'm not condemning all these things. If you have all these things, where you are, where you go to, that is up to you. But I'm not saying that they are no good, that therefore you should throw them and burn them. Continue to enjoy Christmas. Continue to have fun. But know this, that apart from all these, please, there is a Christ of Christmas. All these cannot convert you and make you a Christian. It just makes you enjoy what you see and what you hear. Consider the serpent on the pole. When the children of Israel were bitten by the serpents, they were dying. And God told Moses to raise up a pole with a serpent on top. And all those who looked up, they were saved. They were healed. But I want you to know what happened. That pole, that serpent, there have been people trying to trace the original so that it could be used as a symbol of salvation, as a symbol of God's action in saving the Israelites. It was never found, because what was important was the story behind the symbol and not the symbol. So that we read in John chapter 3 verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That was just to show that Jesus was on the cross dying for you and for me. And that was not to make you into a symbol of worship. The faith. To be a Christian, you need to stake your faith, full life, on the concept of the cross, which points to Christ's substitutionary death for you. We read, His own self bore our sins in His own body on the tree, on the cross, that we, being dead to sin, should live. So, know you not that you cannot be a Christian by looking at a cross, by wearing a cross, by being in a place where there is a cross. You need to be a Christian. You can only be a Christian by being prepared to bear the cross and let the cross be in your life to change your life, and you become a Christian. Thus, Paul says, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. You can only become a Christian if you have Jesus in your life, who loved you, gave Himself for you, who took your place, and let Him live out His life through you. Do you not know that only the message of the Christian Christmas can convert you to become a Christian? Now, What is therefore the biblical and Christian message? It was read to us just now from Luke chapter 2. Now, I did not have any private conversation with our brother Adrian when he read out the passage. In fact, I never discussed with him anything, but he was already encroaching into my subject already with all the things that he was telling. Still, it's good that he gave the background. The messengers of the Christmas good news, the good tidings. We read, "Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them." We read, "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts." This good news was announced by the angels. And that's why you sang just now many of these carols. They had angels, angels, angels. Because they want to tell you the good news. Do not fear. Fear not. Know you not that you must not fear. And so we have the angels and the multitude of angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, goodwill and peace toward men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." What then is the message? Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Fear not. Do not fear. Don't fear. Don't fear as these people fear. They think that by looking at those things, by wearing those things, by being at those places, they can become Christians. No, you cannot be. Do not fear. And besides, if your faith in God is so sure, you can never need to be afraid of other religions as well. Because only Christ in you can make you a Christian. And when He's inside you, nobody, nobody can take it out, take Him out from you. "For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." It is the announcement of the good news, good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. It is the acclamation, "Glory to God in the highest." And it is the attestation to the gospel, "On the earth, goodwill and peace." Christianity is not a religion. It's a life revelation in your life and in my life. To be at peace with all men. Not to go around and kill people. Not to go around and crucify people. Not to go around and take the lives of people who don't agree with you. Christianity is not that. Christianity is peace and goodwill toward men. I want you to know, in case you do not know, that what you hear today may not be right Christianity. Newspapers, that's why you have a lot of these people claiming that Christians are trying to dominate. No, we cannot. Christian as a religion cannot dominate, because nobody can make you a Christian until you yourself are prepared to open yourself to the Lord. "For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Very simple, I end now. Just remember the ABC of becoming a Christian. A. Accept the good news of Christmas. Christ coming to the world to save sinners. He comes in order that He might die for you. Fear not. God so loved the world that He sent His Son to be your substitute to bear the penalty of your sins. Fear not, because Jesus finished what He came to do to the point of death for you. God can now forgive your sins. Believe in Jesus Christ for what He did on your behalf. Confess Him as your Savior, then from sin and the Lord of your life, then you will be saved. This is the ABC. Know you not. Mary, you ought to know. Now, I'm wondering whether I can call your name out and say, "You, so and so, do you not know that this, by doing so and so, going to such places, wearing all those things, celebrating all those events, cannot make you a Christian? Only when you accept, believe and confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord can you become a Christian. So, if you are prepared to do this, you are a Christian. I'm not sure whether I should ask you people and say, "Are you a Christian?" And I'm not sure how many hands, if I ask for a show of hands, will go up to indicate, yes, I'm a Christian? Or are you going to say, I'm not sure? Or perhaps, I'm not, because I think I have been a Christian with all those things that I have said about. I have celebrated Christmas in my life. I have always honored the cross and so on. I'm wanting to know, which one? Are you a Christian? No, you will not. You can be a Christian only in this way. So, I end. Do you not know that you cannot be a Christian just by celebrating Christmas, just by looking at the cross? You can only be a Christian when you repent from your sins, when you receive Jesus as your substitute in here bearing the penalty of your sin, and in responding to his invitation to be your Savior and Lord. Then, and only then, can you be a Christian. Do you know that? Hi, you know that? Hi, do you not know that you cannot be? Hi, do you know that you now can be? Hi, God bless you. When Christ was born in Bethlehem and crowned with royal diadem, the child within the manger lay, no room within the inn that day. No room for Christ, the holy child. No room for Christ, the big and mild. Through ages, sins have come and gone. So many crowd out God's dear Son. No room for Christ has wavered youth and heedless hearts turned from his truth. By business, pleasure crowded out, and life is spent in darkness, doubt. If you for him here there is no room, how dread at last will be your doom. Then you need to fear. In the meanwhile, the good news is, fear not. With this, I end and wish you all a blessed Christ-centered Christmas.